This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, indeed. It's that time of the week. One of our favorite times of the week. Dr. Marcus Cabali. You can see him, Bob. There he is.
Front and center.
On our YouTube connection here. You can subscribe to our YouTube video. 93.7 The Fan of all our shows. It don't cost nothing. And you get to look at us all. Is that a is that a threat or a promise, Limits? I don't know.
Yes. The answer is yes.
How are you, Mark?
I'm great. I'm great, Bob. How are you doing? Oh, Joe, I didn't see you there.
I'll answer for Joe.
Steelers apologist Joe Starkey.
You know, it's all in good fun. Here we go. Jerry Dulac says that the Steelers simply weren't interested in Shedeur Sanders, and even though they had a first-round grade on Jackson Dart, they just had zero interest in a quarterback. Did you agree with their strategy here? And how do you explain having a first-round grade on a quarterback? You need a quarterback. It's the most important position, yet you don't take one.
Well, you can have a first-round grade on a quarterback, but the guy left in front of you that you pick, you have feel that he has a higher ceiling. I think they felt that Derek Harmon was a no-doubt, slam dunk, can't miss prospect, while Jackson Dart could turn into something or he could not turn into something. So I think at that point, you take with what you believe is the known commodity, and they felt that Derek Harmon was that guy over a quarterback. And now if things would have felt differently, maybe we're talking something different here, but I don't think they were quite interested in a quarterback considering where they could have taken Jalen Milroe. They could have taken Shedeur Sanders. They could have taken anybody. They had to wait till 183 to finally say, okay, we can't pass up Will Howard. So they have a plan. The question is if that plan is going to work out in the long run.
So do you think, like I do, that all along they were kind of zeroing on a 2026 mark as a quarterback draft that could be maybe deeper, more talented? I guess this is still subjective until we see it, but they were going to do that knowing they have Aaron Rodgers, and I think this confirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt that Aaron Rodgers is coming here.
Yeah, I think they've known that for some time now, or at least had a good inkling of that was going to happen. But I think they look at next year's draft class as a better opportunity or a deeper class to be able to get those first-round prospects, but you never do know, Bob. I mean, Quinn Ewers last year at this time was considered a top prospect in NFL football.
And Jackson Dart wasn't, right? I mean, he moved right up the stock pile.
So many things can happen between now and 11 and a half months from now. It's almost impossible to make a prediction here, but they do feel that if everything goes as planned, that if they're going to have a potentially four or five options to move to be quarterbacks they think that might be decent, now they have the capital, 11 picks, you know, couple thirds, couple fourths, couple fifths, couple sixths, to be able to move up into position where you can take that guy. I think that was always the plan. And in the interim, you go with Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and you can't pass up Will Howard at 183, and that's where they're at.
Who was your favorite pick beyond Harmon in the whole draft for the Steelers?
That's a tough one because I like Harmon. I like Harmon a lot. I mean, how can't you say Jack Sawyer, right? I know you're looking at a fit right now, and where is he going to fit in when you got three really good edge rushers coming back for, you know, foreseeable future too. But when you have a guy with that mentality, you saw it. Everybody saw the video after he got drafted. You got to love a guy like that. He's made plays in big situations. And, you know, Herbig, Watt, and Highsmith all have been injured at some point over the past couple of seasons. So you always need at least four guys. At least they don't have to go out and find, you know, the Melvin Ingrams of the world now. At least this guy seems like in the short term, he's a special teams monster. In the long term, he could be a 6-year, 7-year, 8-year starter if everything works out fine. So I like that pick a lot.
How about the upside of the quarterback, Will Howard, because he seemed to be thrilled with coming to Pittsburgh. He's a Western Pennsylvania guy. He wanted to go to Penn State. They didn't give him a chance there, and he's capitalized on that. So I'm wondering, knowing that he won a national championship, there were some big throws and big moments that he made, but can that translate to this level? And what is the ceiling for him, do you think?
You know, there's a reason why he was picked in the 180s, mm-hmm. right? A lot of team passed him. There's a reason why he was, what, the 6th or 7th quarterback. He just doesn't have that full body of work. His arm is apparently suspect. His accuracy is somewhat suspect. And I know Steelers fans are very happy of getting a quarterback, but you probably should slow down a little bit here. This is a guy that can be a project. He could be turned into something good. He might not be able to. But the way I look at a 6th-round pick and a guy that had – a very talented group to work with at Ohio State is, even if he is nothing more than a backup for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, that's a huge win. I mean, not many people in the world can say they're a long-term backup right now. So
you make a lot of money. Look at Chase Daniel. How much money did he make?
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a long-term backup and playing 3 or 4 games a season. I don't know if he's going to turn into – Tom Brady. Look at the 6th-round picks over the entire, you know, the past 15, 20 years of quarterbacks. There's nothing out there that's jumping out at you saying that this guy's going to be a star. I mean, it's just the history tells you he's not going to. He has an uphill battle. But if he's a long-term backup, that's great. That's just absolutely great.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Call in now to win 2 tickets to see AC/DC when the Pretty Reckless Tour comes to Acrisure on Thursday, May 8th. Caller number 4 to our dear friend City Limits at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township. And listen to this, Cabali. Join Adam Crowley and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland. When the black and gold play across the pond this fall, 5 nights in Dublin, tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more, hotel and or land-only travel packages available. For more info on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com's homepage. What do you make of that? I'm assuming you're going. Are you going to hang out with Crowley?
I see Pony and Mueller already trying to force their way to – tag along. I think the veterans of the Fan, the Joe Starkeys and the Bob Pompiani, had to get out in front of that and say, hey, how about a week of shows in Ireland?
Bob, are you going? Think? Are you going to Ireland?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what you do should you make go it? With Starkey.
Because is Starkey going now? Is that
no,
news
I'm not
me?
Going.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get out in front of it.
I don't want to go.
No,
but I know Pony and Mueller do, and then the fact that Crowley's going to be there, Bob, I think is a big story, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I know that Rich Walsh will be there, and our photographer Ian Smith will, but we do a lot of shows generated from the station, so I imagine we'll do it all here. If not, maybe we will go. I don't know. Those plans haven't been made yet.
I want Starkey and Pomp from Ireland.
With a Guinness.
That actually wouldn't be bad. I mean, I can get to Ireland faster than I can get to from my house to South Hills Village at this rate, Bob. In the last couple of years,
with this traffic, right?
Traffic in the last 2 years has just...
It's been crazy. And now you know what's going to throw it off even more today is that a lot of these red lights do not work. And so people have to be respectful of one another and treat it like a stop sign. But I already saw this morning and people were like running through it.
Yeah.
And there's potential for real disaster there.
Well, Mark, answer me this. There's a lot of talk about Will Howard. I saw Chris Canty.
Ding, ding, ding. Can I show this
What happened?
To you? The Ravens have declined the 5th-year option on 2-time Pro Bowler center Tyler Linderbaum.
Holy bird milk. How what do you think that? Of that? Mark?
I was thinking, I was thinking they're cut Lamar Jackson or something. You had me worried there for a second, Paul.
No, but I mean, I think his option was, I don't know, you tell me what centers make are good on 20 some million, right? In that range.
I don't know. I don't know what his fifth year option would be.
Well, he's at least a 2-time Pro Bowler, though.
They're a leg up on the Browns. They didn't even know Kenny Pickett had a fifth year option that needed to be exercised or not, Bob. Did you see that story?
No.
They were too worried about getting forced to pick Shador, right? Did you see Mark Schlereth say that if you put all five of Cleveland's quarterbacks together, you might be able to have a good backup?
That's pretty good.
I tried to do that, and you can't even do that, Bob. You can't do that, Joe. I tried to take the best aspects of all five, and I can't come up with a good.
Who's going to be under center for their opener, do you think?
Flacco. I think Flacco got
that's my bet. Too,
I think
Flacco.
Pickett.
Or
I
wouldn't be surprised if
Dylan
Shedeur
Gabriel
Sanders just does something that makes them think, okay. And if you're Jimmy Haslam, if you were the one, in fact, who made this decision, you would probably tell your coaching staff, I made this decision. You make sure he gets an opportunity, even if he's not maybe worth it at first.
Well,
it's not like all these guys are great quarterbacks ahead of him.
Kabali, they couldn't. It's hard even to run a 3-man competition. They've got how do you even run anything approaching a fair 3 or 4-man competition when they had Pickett and who else was here 2 years? Oh, Pickett, Trubisky. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
And Rudolph, poor Mason, was left out in the cold. How are the Browns even going to do that?
I wonder if they're. I wonder who's in the pole position right now, right?
I think Pickett is. I mean, Flacco.
I think you go Flacco, turn to Pickett eventually.
I think Flacco's last gasp was a couple years ago. He did not look right last year. Do you guys agree with that or no?
Well, I could say the same about a lot of those older quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers at times. So, you know, it's what you think.
Steelers would disagree.
No, I'm just saying you've seen evidence at times that it's not good. We saw it here in Pittsburgh, I thought. That game he played here against the Steelers wasn't very good on his behalf.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, and then Flacco played a good game against the Steelers. But then late in the year, he finished with like 7 interceptions in the last 4 games. I don't know about him.
He is like 55, right?
Yeah, he's older than Ron Cook. You should go down to Fort Myers and drink with him.
Free beer, right?
Free beer.
It's for me.
Do you think Ron has – I'm pretty sure he has found a place where he gets free food and drink every day.
Everywhere Ron's ever been to, he's found free food and free beer.
Do you agree with that, Bob?
Where he moves on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's – probably, yes.
Hey, there's something to that, to be able to have that sort of moxie to walk into a place and demand free food.
Yeah.
I don't think he has to demand it. People knew who he was. They come in and they offer to him before he ever demands anything.
But has it happened in Florida for him?
Listen, when you
Bob?
Have your face on a Brighton hot dog shop cup, you're in pretty good.
There's somebody else that has one too there, Bob.
That's right.
Yeah. Ron hasn't picked up a check since Malzi had hair. I mean, and probably not even before that. He gets those alligator arms like that commercial.
Hey, do you think he would have ever taken like Donnie Football and Limits to a steak dinner, Ron Cook?
No. God, no.
Joe did that. Joe paid a hefty sum of money, and I guessed what it was because I know exactly what that menu offers.
Yeah. Right? You were right on the bill. Yeah.
And I didn't do what Austin does. He goes looks into Google first. I didn't have to do that. I knew immediately.
Oh, again, the accusations.
Limits, did you have fun that night?
Great time. It was awesome. Joe thought that I was trying to peek at the check to see how much it was.
He was. I saw that.
You just had to call me. I would have told you.
I was. Yeah.
And then Donnie, on a dare from Pony and Muller, after we order steaks for everybody, mashed potatoes, sweet potato crumble, and I think scallops or some such thing.
Oh, no scallops. I would have remembered if there was
scallops. No, the lobster mac and cheese.
That's what it was.
Donnie pipes in when the guy starts to leave, the waiter, who I was calling Cornelius, and says, how about an order of Brussels sprouts at the end? Like, that was necessary.
It is necessary because they do them well, and you would love them, and they taste like candy. What a way to wrap up
candy.
A dinner.
They were pretty good, actually.
They're good.
I'm guessing over 3 bills, right? Right,
oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
but you know what? It's lucky it wasn't me who was there as a guest of Joe Starkey because my night would have ended with a
cream
shot
demand.
Of Louis XIII at $190 a shot.
Was he superior to Louis XII, Bob? in every way.
Well, he has a drink named after him that everybody loves, and the price has just gone skyrocketing.
What about Louis Domingue?
Or Louis Domingue? Oh, no, we could order spicy pork and broccoli.
Pork, yeah.
Remember when top of the game right there.
Big boy, remember we went out for barbecue with Jeremy Fowler and Joe Rutter and company in Kansas City?
Yeah, I have a picture of that, of you and Adamski eating barbecue. I also got a picture of you in San Francisco at the Chinese place. What was that called?
Oh, that place was legendary.
Sean McCullough ordered for you.
Yeah.
Sean McCullough ordered for you and you got so upset.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I think he was treating, but he was all, I didn't want him to treat or order for me. He's a very nice man. So he's treating because it's a joint that he knows well, but then he orders everything for us and it was all fried. I'm like, I want to pay for my own and just order what I want. I don't want to eat what you're ordering for me. It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
It's the place with the peanut sauce. I can't remember the place. It's in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Bob, you ever gone out to eat in San Francisco?
Yes, a very nice place. It was a fish place, seafood place. I can't remember the name of it, but This was back when Ben Howland and Jamie Dixon went head-to-head in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, they
tournament.
Did in San Jose.
In San Jose. We drove up there anyway just to go to this restaurant, which was crazy.
Those were the days, Bob. So why is Aaron Rodgers waiting, Mark? And are you
– the House of Nanking, by the way.
The House of Nanking, that's right.
Yeah.
What has you convinced that this is like a foregone conclusion?
Well, common sense. I just think the Steelers don't move and do the things that they've done the whole offseason unless they got a pretty strong sense, even a stronger sense over the past week or two, that he's going to sign here. And everybody else is moving. Right now, it's only between him, the Steelers, and retirement. And I don't think a guy who wants to go out basically on his back in the Jets like he did underperforming, and a guy who goes out and throws with DK Metcalf is interested in retiring right now. What is he waiting for? Maybe he wants to be 1,000,000% sure something doesn't happen. He has to renege on his contract offer. You know, the worst thing for him would be signing, then something happens in that personal life he referred to and says, hey, I just can't do this. That would look awful. So I think it's going to happen here before OTAs. So look the next 3 to 4 weeks, 3 weeks probably.
I think it might go beyond OTAs. It may go all the way into the summer.
I think before minicamp, definitely. Maybe, and I think it will be obviously
June, July,
be training
that
camp.
Kind of thing. Yep.
I'm looking maybe anywhere between May 22nd and June 6th. How about that?
What do you get from people? Because I know we get callers all the time on the nightly sports call, and they do not like this just because I think they don't like Aaron Rodgers. But it's a simple fix. If he comes in here and plays very well, then he will be the most popular guy in town. But what are most people telling you about him?
I mean, people I've talked to, obviously, they say he's a good locker room guy, actually. He's really – a lot of players like him. They're interested in him. A lot of the Steeler players I've heard are all for it, even if it is waiting a little bit right now. I don't think there's no ill will against it. I mean, if it's not him, I think they're just as happy with Mason Rudolph. But I just think there's – this thought, if you hear Aaron Rodgers, that he's a bad guy, he's a drama king, drama, whatever you want to say it. Maybe part of it's true, but I think it's been blown out of proportion a lot. And you're right, Bob, if as long as he can play, and Russell Wilson's a perfect example of that, 6 games, man, he could have ran for governor of Pennsylvania. Then the last couple
of
weeks.
I don't know about that, but certainly mayor of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, me.
Well,
those
yeah,
people out
I didn't
east
want to, I didn't want to be that specific, but
Bob, man.
He wanted to dump him from everything. So what I'm saying, if he does play well, people will love him.
Joe, could you interest Mark in a game of free association?
I think I could. May I? All right, doctor, we have to hurry here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who's going to get the most carries on this team if everybody's healthy this season?
Jaylen Warren.
Are you convinced that Caleb Johnson is a better breakaway threat than Najee Harris was, which is to say he's at least somewhat of a breakaway threat?
I think I'm a better breakaway threat than Najee Harris.
With two Achilles.
And a knee.
And a
shoulder.
Knee.
Bob,
an old man.
You interrupted free association and threw off the rhythm.
I'm sorry.
George Pickens, does he get traded before the season?
Nope.
Is this his last year here?
Yep.
Will Howard, percent chance he'd get to play over Mason if it was just those two?
Zero.
Are the Steelers a playoff team?
Do I have to give a percentage here?
No, yes or no.
Very close. Yes, but barely.
Grade their entire offseason. Give them a grade. Let's assume Aaron Rodgers comes here and grade their offseason.
Solid B.
Jay Gruden, former NFL coach and coordinator, gives them a D on their draft class. Says that things like he doesn't love Derek Harmon, plays too high, he says. In five words or less, how would you respond to Jay Gruden?
Where does he work at now?
Where does he work at now? That's six.
That was a nice delivery there.
I believe he works for the Pat McAfee Show. Thank you, big boy.
All right, Mark.
All right, fellas.
See you, buddy.
Guys.
What a wonderful man, Bob. Low-key wonderful, right?
Yeah. I always enjoyed his take. And I like that response, too. I mean, this is filled with so many opinions. Right, wrong, and different. Nobody really knows. You just have an opinion of what's going on, and we'll see where it takes them. But by the end of the season this coming year, I guarantee you, a lot of the stuff we thought will probably go the other direction and vice versa.
What?
I don't know what I just said. Go to break. Stop. See, as a partner here, if Joe did something like that.
I don't know what he said.
I don't either know what I said. I just. Hey, Austin, if he did that, I would have the respect as a co-worker here that I would not make it worse by exasperating what I said. I would just go to the break and let it go. Now it's become something that I don't want to talk about. Go to the break.
I'm sorry, Bob.